I think a lot of the speed and timing that Bruce Lee had was A, from the conditioning and strength and the way his body worked. He was very, very concerned with his fast twitch muscle. That one-inch punch that he developed, one of the fastest strikes and still used today, and that transfers over, obviously, into the boxing side.
This ability to pack a punch has been acknowledged by some of the world's best boxers.
That was the most amazing thing about Bruce, was the fact that he could generate so much speed and velocity in his punches. Short punches that he used his body and the type of leverage he was able to gain, because he understood the mechanics of the body.
Bruce Lee didn't just confine himself to exercising his muscles. He was also concerned with the fuel he was putting into his body. He began experimenting with high protein drinks that he blended himself and supplemented with ginseng, royal jelly, and massive doses of vitamins.
He was very known for taking vitamins and minerals and stuff like that, and he had to go and find these various different ones and put them together, where now we can just walk into any store and be able to buy certain supplements like that. So a lot of the things he was doing as an athlete back then is things that we incorporate now as bodybuilding.
Bruce Lee's approach to high-protein drinks was revolutionary and shocked some of his colleagues when he returned to Hong Kong.
At that time, when we were not making movies, we would go to his house. He showed us how he ate.